Welcome back to Icons Behind Brands audio series, Iconic Ads with Devlina and Saurav. I'm Devlina, your host, and I'm back with my co-host, Mr. Saurav Bajaj, with some intriguing legendary advertisements. Vani Gupta Dandia joined our team today, and she'll discuss our favorite Adidas marketing tactic. Vani Gupta, who is an independent marketing consultant at Cherry Peach Plum, she is a passionate marketer and innovation professional with over 10 years of brand and marketing experience. She was awarded one of the World Marketing Congress's top 100 most influential marketing leader in 2016. So a warm welcome to you, Vani.
So let me start the ad first. This ad, every shot is a masterpiece, and this could have only been done. It's an incredible ad. It truly captures what cricket is to India. Cricket is far more than a religion. The whole country stands still. Even that is a huge understatement. And the amount, the force of a billion people pinned on this one man, Sachin, and that the gorgeousness in this film is in the understanding of. So Pankaj Mridul was the creative director, and we had Kannan, who was our client at Adidas. Hats off to him for giving an approval. So it's a very long film, by the way. This film was shot in 1998. It's a very, very long film. It has to go on TV, which also means a lot more kharcha. And it captures how the country truly relates, what our relationship is with cricket and with Sachin Tendulkar in particular. You know, Sachin Tendulkar was the temple of temples at that time, for sure, on cricket. And then, shot by shot, if you see how it breaks down, you know, the nurses with their rosary, this man with the specs, and there is a bee sitting on it. When the guy is bowling, and you see how the music does this, oh gosh, like, it's so goosebumpy. And when the guy is bowling and everything comes to a standstill, and now there's that moment, he's released the ball, and you know, now Sachin is going to hit. And we had this technique, I forget the name of that technique, I don't know, what was it called? We had cameras in a circle, I don't know how many, 17, 18 cameras, but basically that's one shot of Sachin is being captured parallelly on these 18 cameras all around. And that has been used in the edit. If you see, you know, how that shot pans out, which is to, in slow-mo, to bring it alive to the audience on what that shot means to this country that is sitting on. And then you see, even from the point of view of standout and to make sure that the audience's attention is, there is this rukawat mein khed hai, which was typical of our times. I mean, so there is this very high moment of anxiety and panic, like at this moment, you know, rukawat mein khed hai, abhi, exactly. And then was, and so there is something utterly magical about this film. I remember there was a lot of discussion on it, and those were the days when we used to write shot by shot objectives. We used to do a lot of rigor on what a film was meant to achieve, how much secondage will be attributed to the brand. And even in all of that, if you know, the decision to make it black and white, everything was linked back to the brand. We had a lot of everything, you know, between me and my boss, we used to put down in writing on what this would achieve shot by shot. Is Sachin becoming bigger than the brand, or is the brand still playing a critical role in all of this? And how are we appropriating for ourselves the religion of cricket? For me, this film was the bestest baptism possible into the world of advertising.
Some of these films, right, which you see, it's like they burn that memory in your mind. As a particular film, right, whether it is Sachin in that air, or whether it is the bowler taking that thing, right, or the nuns, it's like it's imprinted in the mind. Even now, if you were to see it in a magazine or somewhere else, you're like, you know what, I got this, I've seen this somewhere, right? So I think that's the power of these stunning visuals. So in many ways, I think this ad is also a collage of probably print ads or creative thought in multiple ways, right? It's very difficult to arrive at a script length.
Well said, Saurabh. You're absolutely right. And I think this is 100% one has to attribute this to the genius of Pankaj Mridul, who unfortunately is no more, but that man was truly a genius. Pankaj Mridul and Ram Madhav. This is a film that couldn't have been created otherwise. I think both men it was the best of geniusdom that came together to make this film what it was. And like you said, every shot in this film is the notion that cricket is equal to religion. It is exactly that, you know. Why is it that people jump off buildings when India loses? Why is it that, you know, there are these crazy superstitions, yahan se hilna mat, ye to, you know, wo out ho jayega, ghar mein ye nahi banna chahiye aur aise nahi hona chahiye. I mean, there are just cricket creates lunatics out of this country, and I think in a beautiful way that's been captured with Sachin as the hero. It's all about Sachin. It captures the full spectrum of all audiences, whether it's the bachas, to the nuns, to the old man, to the family, to whatever. And the role of the brand is very simple. It's very simple with those three wickets and walking into the paradise. It's also a film that you wouldn't associate with any other brand, by the way. It's been brilliantly done. You wouldn't think of any other brand but Adidas that could have pulled off something like this. Adidas is not Nike. Adidas is about celebrating the perfection and the seriousness and the achievement aspect of sport. And you see this film, there is not an ounce of frivolousness in this film. There couldn't be anything more that achieves the pinnacle of the best of sport. I mean, nobody can do a shot like Sachin hitting that shot is worth more than anything else.
What I also like is that still frame of Sachin when he is positioned 2 inches off the ground in perfect symmetry. You know, it's almost like, wow, you know, like if there is a guy who can do that, that's Sachin, right? This is that genius and the craftsmanship in that. Yeah. It's just so beautiful, symmetric. It's like it's literally not a hair out of place, you know. It's like the perfect shot waiting to happen.
Also, how the emotion goes up, down, pauses during the situation with the music, with all the shots. I think it has conveyed so well. When the heart stop beating, skips a beat, and then covered ke liye khed hai, that irritation. It has shot so well and expressed it.
Can you imagine 25 years later, we are still so completely in awe of that film? It's been 25 years.
I mean, all of those shots, right, with that Sachin standing up like a pillar. You see any of these frames that I print at today, it'll probably bring back all those memories. You know, that's the power of the memory structure that has created. Now, typically, around that time, almost 20, 25 years back, brand budgets were limited, airing budgets were limited, cost of celebrity associations are also very difficult, and all brands which are now very large were very subscale then, you know. So there's a lot of thought that typically had to go behind taking an endorser. So do you think it was very difficult for Adidas at that time to take Sachin as an endorser, and was it like something which probably broke the bank?
Adidas had tons of money. Adidas was not short of money. And that is also the reason why the agency was very, very careful about how we managed that account. And again, due credit, a lot of credit to the client at that time. The client had the ability to think big. I mean, with all partnerships, the fact is that you can only do as good work as the client allows you to do. Now, even in my current consultancy days, that is a fact. I mean, there are clients who are limiting in their beliefs, in the bigness that they see themselves, in what they allow you to do. And then there are clients who let you do what even you didn't think you could do. So it's I think all credit to Kannan. When this film went as the first written script, can you imagine how dry it might have looked? You know, the beauty in this is watching the visual drama of this film. Now, by the way, this film also works on music. It's another thing that the music is hugely uplifting, but there's not a single dialogue. It works across the nation. There is no vernacular barrier over here. You know, you can be from any part of the country, you can be from any part of the world, you'd be able to appreciate what this film is about. You know, that's also the beauty of this film, and which is why we decided to put as much money behind it. So you're absolutely right. It was not an easy decision. It was because it was big money, not just signing up of Sachin, that was globally amortized. But in making of this film was production budgets which were at that time unheard of. Equinox was definitely amongst the top production houses. Ram Madhwani was a very big name, he still is. And then the technique that he deployed was very, very expensive. Plus, it was a 1 minute film. 1 minute ki film kaun banata hai, you know? That in itself, in fact, it was over 1 minute. So, all in all, it was a very expensive affair. But then we were all so convinced that this is what is Adidas, and this is going to be bigger than what the advertising world has ever seen. It's going to be bigger than what the consumer is ever going to be captured. I'm for sure. I mean, when the film broke, I mean, I don't know about the results, but Adidas was a huge brand. Yeah, and I think over here it's also pertinent to mention that a brand is much more than the advertising. There are enough number of really large iconic brands, you may not be able to remember their ads at all. You know, most kids especially, most founders, most entrepreneurs also believe that marketing is equal to advertising. That I sign up a big celebrity, I make a really nice ad in a big studio, that's what is truly what a big brand is about. No, it is not. I mean, Saurabh, you and I would know that. Most marketers with very big companies also actually might have never walked inside a production studio, might have never made a film, you know. And marketing is not about making a big glamorous film. Marketing is about delivering a consistent consumer experience and making sure that all of the elements of the full package are correctly crafted, whether it's pricing, packaging, the channel strategy, how you represent the product, how it is delivered to the consumer, and everything else. I mean, Nike, I think of the showrooms. I think of walking into a Nike shop. I think about the buying experience of a Nike shoe. And I think about how this shoe is different from that shoe. And to me, Nike is performance in a different way. But it's a huge brand in my mind, even if I were to not think of any of the international ads.
Certainly.
Wow, such an incredible conversation and such an incredible ad to talk about. I'm just fascinated about it. And Saurabh, I can't wait to know about the key learnings and takeaways from this particular piece of conversation for our viewers.
Great. No, I would say that again, a really spectacular piece of work, something so iconic that you really remember it many, many years later. You know, I was saying that some of those images are like burnt in my mind. You know, I just remember those visuals. They're just so arresting and powerful. Yeah. Now, for me, there are three big takeaways, right? The first big takeaway is that, see, global brands are not easy to manage because global brands have got a brand core, which is global in nature. Now, the art of a marketeer comes in being able to translate a global brand code into locally relevant. And if you see this ad, there is nothing global about it. It's an Indian ad. You know, there is a Sachin Tendulkar, there is a mantra, there is all of that, right? But yet, yeah, but how beautifully it holds to their brand proposition of saying that, you know, we're not really for the everyday athlete, we are for the guys who are at the top of their game because we are well-crafted, high-quality product. So, and you know, it's about grit, perseverance, you know, all of those values of Adidas comes through so beautifully. So a translation of a global proposition and global personality into a local narrative is really important because often we take shortcuts. It's a global ad in English. Instead of saying that people are not very passionate about English or Hindi, it's about saying that have you understood the core of that brand? And can you translate that in a local context? So I think that for me was the most powerful learning. The second part of the learning, which is really powerful for me, was the whole, you know, vision. So they said that we are going to really own the fact that in India, cricket is a religion, right? And this piece of insight is clearly, you can see how closely and dearly they hold it to themselves, right? Whether it is a mantra, whether it is, you know, it's almost like such a godlike figure in the way he's perfection, you know, on the field, right? And you know, everybody, how they're engrossed onto it. And, you know, from the whole piece of, you know, interruption ke liye, you know, khed hai and all of that, right? That brought in that whole pulse. Racing. I think that whole piece of cricket being a religion and getting everybody to the edge of the seats to a piece of creativity was really powerful. And finally, for me, in this particular piece of advertising, is the craft of a director. You know, this ad could have been very simple. It could have been done by very simple montages and it would be forgettable. Nobody will remember it. But every frame is crafted. You know, whether it's the music, the fact that it's in black and white, you know, the Adidas which is there on the ground in the field when it flashes by, you know, the way, the subtle way in which the logo comes in, the way those three wickets turn into the Adidas logo. Every piece of this is breathtaking in its craft. It's genuine craft of a director, and that's where music, craft, acting, everything will lift a film. Yeah. So I think this is an example of, you know, really creating iconic work through all of these three things. Yeah. So just to, you know, replay that, global brands have large important brand codes, but you have to understand the essence and not take shortcuts. Second, when you're inspired by a vision of the fact that, say, cricket is a religion, how do you really translate that into a you know, 1 minute piece of film? And finally, these are the kind of ads which show you the craft of a filmmaker, where they can make iconic, memorable pieces of advertising, which leads their impact on the brand and on the consumer many, many decades after they've been played. For me, these are the top three.
Was that not fun? The combination of Adidas and Sachin is a win any day. Now that you know what techniques Adidas used, you can better comprehend its brand and marketing strategy. Thank you for taking the time to listen to us. Stay tuned for another episode.